Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Brazil's president-elect Jair Bolsonaro has promised to govern in accordance with the Bible and defend freedom after his sweeping victory over his left-wing rival. Mr. Bolsonaro warned that there would be little tolerance of left-wing ideologies. But his defeated opponent, Fernando Haddad, told him not to ignore the 45% of the electorate who did not vote for him. Our America's editor Candace Piet has this report.
Jair Bolsonaro faces enormous challenges, not least is the unrealistic expectation of his supporters that he's going to clean up politics and govern without using the country's traditional system of pork barrel politics. He's unlikely to be able to win support with his small party without striking alliances that will come with strings attached. Governing with only a small trusted group around him, including an evangelical priest, a military general and his three sons, Mr. Bolsonaro has promised to slim down central government. He'll also have to tackle violent crime, a key campaign promise.
A Lion Air plane carrying 189 passengers and crew has crashed into the sea shortly after taking off from the Indonesian capital Jakarta. The flight was bound for the city of Pangkal Pinang, east of Sumatra. Sujanto, the head of the National Transportation Safety Committee, says they were alerted at 6:50 a.m. local time.
We will use the equipment Ping Finder because the black box emits a ping, ping, ping noise. There's also a sonar scanner. And after that, we'll send in divers to find the position of the black box and hopefully we can retrieve the black box and the flight wreckage.
The future of Germany's coalition government will come under scrutiny in Berlin today after a poor showing for both Angela Merkel's CDU and her partners, the Social Democrats, in a regional election in Hesse on Sunday. Projections show both parties lost about 10% of their support. Jenny Hill is in Berlin.
Angela Merkel's in for a depressing morning. Senior party officials will want an explanation for the poor result in Hesse, which reflects dwindling support countrywide for the CDU. It's more ammunition for Mrs. Merkel's critics in the party who want rid of her. But the Chancellor has a more pressing concern. Her coalition partner, the SPD, is on its knees. It's in electoral freefall in the national polls, and a terrible performance in Hesse followed a drubbing in Bavaria just 2 weeks ago.
World News from the BBC.